We're for Melbourne and Victoria. These are today's headlines from the Sunday Herald Sun. The family of a young Victorian woman killed by a boozed driver who was using Snapchat at the wheel have laid bare their heartbreak, and they have expressed their disappointment that the killer driver will spend just 3 months in jail after being sentenced by a judge on Friday. Amy Pilgrim, the 23-year-old from Nile in Wimmera, died in the crash in central Queensland in September 2020. She had left her family farm in Western Victoria to live her dream of working on a Queensland cattle station when her life was tragically cut short. And if you'd like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Herald Sun at heraldsun.com.au or download the app at your app store. Babies are at risk of brain damage, and mothers are sustaining permanent injuries because of a critical nationwide shortage of midwives. More than 2,000 posts are vacant across public and private hospitals, leaving remaining staff working obscene hours, sometimes double shifts, spanning 18 hours to plug gaps. The situation is so dire, stressed midwives are quitting the profession entirely. A Sunday Herald Sun investigation has also found women are often giving birth on their own, newborns are going unfed for up to 12 hours, and the nurse-to-patient ratio can be as high as 1 to 16 in extreme cases. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
A junior cop got into strife for speeding with a detained youth in the back of her Divi van after being ordered by a senior officer to bust ass to get to another job. First Constable Leah Carpenter was slapped with two high-speed driving charges as a result. Details of the breaches emerged as she fights a decision by Victoria Police to delay her ambitions of a promotion. In the first incident, Constable Carpenter and a senior constable responded to reports of youths causing trouble at a Coles supermarket around 2:30 a.m. on July 21, 2019. The group was asked by police to move on or face being arrested. And Victoria's army of COVID-19 vaccinators will start returning to the public hospital system in a much-needed boost to the healthcare network. The state's network of vaccination centres will begin to scale down in the coming weeks, with only about 30 state-run vaccination centres to be operating by the end of May. The remaining state-run vaccination hubs will be located in priority local government areas with lagging jab rates and in vulnerable communities. And those are your headlines from the Sunday Herald Sun. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at heraldsun.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall, so it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Park Lee Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.